In Deep Tech News, developer Dan reviewed the latest AI models, focusing heavily on Anthropic's Claude Fable 5. While the model recently faced a temporary suspension due to government export controls, his main takeaway is that it fundamentally shifts the metric for evaluating advanced AI. The value isn't found in price per token or raw intelligence per token. Instead, he argues we must measure price per intelligent agent hour. This means Fable's power lies not in being a smarter model on its own, but as a sophisticated orchestrator that manages multiple working agents to complete massive, multi-step tasks. He emphasizes that the more complex and harder the mission, the greater the return on investment with this new class of models. Shifting gears to automation and cost savings, Hassan Abolhassan demonstrated how to bypass expensive subscription services like Zapier or Make. He introduced Pylon, a completely free, open-source platform that handles advanced automations such as brand tracking and SEO keyword monitoring without limits. His major point is that while the tools are useful, the true skill investment should not be in learning the automation flowcharts themselves. Instead, it's mastering how to communicate your needs clearly to AI models so they can write complex scripts like Python code for you. He provided a full walkthrough on setting up such systems using affordable virtual private servers, allowing listeners to build sophisticated automations cheaply and effectively. Finally, in a lighthearted segment of pop culture debate, Google showcased the most searched soccer arguments, featuring notable players Landon Donovan and Tim Howard. The top debates included why scoring is so difficult comparing it to having all variables controlled in chess and whether strikers or goalkeepers face more psychological pressure during penalty shootouts. It also settled a decade-old betting myth, confirming that no major professional final has ever ended with a 5-4 scoreline.